You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Cal Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Jeff Ray here with you on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com as we get ready for a 61st district matchup between Bath County and Fleming County. These two softball squads going to square off in Owingsville. We'll take a break and hear a word from some of our sponsors. When we come back, we will have the Bath County defensive lineup. We will have the Fleming County batting lineup. That and so much more here on WKCA. Stay tuned.
Take me out to the ball game. This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owingsville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owingsville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Bath County, Fleming County softball here on 97.7 FM. We're about 10 minutes away from first pitch. There will be some pregame ceremonies. It is Teacher Appreciation Night, and I'm not 100% sure how that process is going to work. I don't want to give anything away, but I did see flowers here earlier, so I feel like that there will be some teachers. And what I suspicion is something similar I saw on Facebook the other day, where the Bath County baseball team went around the school with a video phone, and the players went to a specific teacher who had made a specific impact on their lives and presented them with a certificate. And my guess is that the Bath County softball players have picked teachers who have made a specific impact on their life, and they will recognize them here this afternoon. Again, that is just my guess. Bath County Softball here on WKCA. We will shortly have our Ira Kilburn attorney opening argument. Don't forget in our post game, the Downtown Athletic Defensive Play or Player of the Game, or El Caudill Construction Offensive Play or Player of the Game, Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, and the Swartz Mowing Unsung Hero. Let's set the Bath County defense. They are the home team. A couple of changes, unfortunately, for Bath County, and I will address those here in just a moment. Last night, Bath County shortstop, who is tonight going to be the designated player, Taylor Hodson, was at bat, and a pitch caught her on her hand, and they didn't count it as a, they said she was swinging, so it didn't count as a hit batsman. It was just considered a foul ball. Couple pitches later, lightning can strike twice at the same place. Same thing happened. Same hand hit again. And as anybody can look at their hands and realize, it's not your back or your thigh or any place that's got a lot of muscle coverage to it. So her hand is not feeling particularly well. Now, she believes that she can still swing a bat, and obviously very talented athlete, very talented at the plate. So she is going to, instead of being in the shortstop position defensively, it's going to be the designated player and just bat. So we will hope, A, that it's not a serious issue. Hope it's just the equivalent of a bruise or something like that and not anything any worse. Also, Bath County third baseman Allison Bretz took a shot to the knee. And your hand, much like your knee, does not have a lot of meat on it. There is no padding on that knee. But now Allison is going to play, so we will see how that goes. So defensively for the Cats, those changes are in place. Kylie Hodson will pitch, and Izzy Hughes catch. First baseman is Ashley Rogers. Allie Manley, who normally starts in the designated player batting position, will play second base. Ashton Barrett moves from second to short, and she did that some last year. Allison Brett's there at third. Left field, center, and right is Allie Dillon, Rayleigh Purvis, and Riley Thompson. The batting lineup for Fleming County Lady Panthers. They will start off with center fielder Peyton Allison, shortstop Sadie Price, and second baseman Mallory Price. 3, 4, and 5 is third baseman Ariana Adams, first baseman Trinity Flora, and catcher Avery Argo. And I have been told that Avery is pronounced with a long A, and I will do my best to remember Avery Argo and pronounce it the way I should. 7, 8, 9, Maggie McGlone, Abby Ross, and Mackenzie McGlone. That's right field pitcher and left fielder for the Lady Panthers. Also, on behalf of all of us, the starting left fielder, and I didn't ask her name because I figured it was none of my business. Fleming County starting left fielder is on her way to UK for emergency appendix. She's having appendix trouble, and she's on her way to the UK hospital, and we just pray that that goes well, and wish she could be here. You hate to see any team be shorthanded, but we just pray that process goes well and everything comes out all right there. So that is the Fleming County batting lineup, the Bath County defensive lineup. The pregame activities are underway as we speak. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we will have more Bath County Fleming County pregame here on 97.7 and WKCARadio.com.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Pre-game continues here on WKCA and WKCARadio.com. Bath County and Fleming County in a 61st district matchup. Fleming County comes in with a 7-5 record overall, 2-5 in the region, 0-1 in the district. Bath County 22-5, 4-3 in the region, 3-0 in the district. You might think to yourself, 7-5 and Bath County's 22-5. I had a chance to visit with Coach Joshua Stam, who's in his second year with the Lady Panthers. They had several rainout games. A lot of teams, including Bath County, traveled on spring break and got 4, 5, 6 maybe games in. Fleming County did not travel. They also had several rainout games, so that is, as much as there is a single explanation for a limited number of games, that appears to be the case with Fleming County here this season, with 12 games under their belt and Bath County with 27. Fleming County comes in, they score 7.6 runs per game, give up 6.75 runs per game. Bath County, they are scoring on average 9.5 runs total per game and allowing 3. So both teams offensively minded, certainly that is something that the Cats need to be aware of as they have Fleming County come in and join us in Owingsville today. Let's go ahead and do our Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law opening argument. Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law in Salt Lake sponsors our opening argument as we continue with our Teacher Appreciation Day. It is kind of what I suspicioned. The players have asked a teacher to join them on the field and present them with a red rose and a thank you for being a part of their life. And it certainly is good that a ceremony like this can take place here this evening. And I think there's even a couple of retired teachers that have come back to be a part of this. So Ira Kilburn, Attorney at Law, a couple of things Bath County needs to be aware of tonight if they want to come ahead. A couple of things in particular that I want to put on the table. Obviously, injuries is one of them. When you've got your starting shortstop, Taylor Hodson, who is a 500 batter, rock solid defensively, and a team leader who is not able to play because that hand got hit twice last night in the same at bat. She's going to bat, but she's not going to play defensively. And you consider that Allison Brett's a third baseman, also dealing with a little bit of injury. Those two things, you have to put them out of your mind. Maybe forgetfulness is the Ira Kilburn opening argument. Let me write that down. F-O-R-G-E-T-F-U-L-N-E-S-S. Forgetfulness is the Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law opening argument. Bath County needs to forget that they do not have their traditional shortstop out there. They also need to forget that last night they were up 7-2 against Russell. That's when Taylor got her hand hit, blah, 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 whatever, had to shuffle and shuffle. They wound up losing the game 11-8. So they were late in the game with a 5-run lead and injury and things like that. And the wheels fell off and Bath County had a good win in the bag, and it just slipped away from them. They need to be forgetful on last night as well. They also need to be forgetful of last year's district tournament. In the last 15 games, Bath County and Fleming County have played. Bath County has won 10 and lost 5. But one of those 5 losses was last year in the district tournament. They need to put that in the rearview mirror. Now, prior to 2018, it was all Fleming County. They won like 20 in a row or something. Since 2018, Bath County has won 10 and lost 5 against the Lady Panthers. But again, the one that sticks in your craw, the one that matters most, is that district game from 2023. Fleming County beat Bath 7-2 last year. So forgetfulness. If you need legal counsel, let's hope that your attorney is not forgetful, but let's hope the Bath County Lady Cats are, and they can put injuries, last year's district loss, and last night's tough come-from-behind loss that Bath County picked up after having a couple of injuries. Let's put all that in the rearview mirror. As they say, the windshield is big and the rearview mirror is small for a reason, so you do not look backward. That's what the Cats need to do tonight. Bath County and Fleming County, we are getting ready for first pitch here on 97.7 WKCA. Glad to have all the listeners tuning in from Flemingsburg. They can pick up 97.7 off the air. They can pick up WKCARadio.com all around the country, all around the world, and follow this game tonight if you can't be here in Owingsville. Let's take another break, hear a word from a few of our sponsors. When we come back, we will be ready soon for first pitch right here on WKCA. Bath County Softball hosting Fleming County in Owingsville. Stay tuned.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2-tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lick, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
A very nice ceremony in Owingsville for Educator Day. Again, the Bath County Lady Cats had opportunities to recognize teachers, current and retired teachers, who have made a difference in their lives. And unfortunately, too many times we do not, especially at the time that we are in school and in their class, don't recognize the effort they put in and the opportunities they take to go above and beyond to make a difference in young people's lives. And it's good that we were able to do that this afternoon as part of Educator Day here in Owingsville. The coaches are meeting with the umpires at home plate. We will be ready for first pitch here in just a few minutes. Again, let me run through a couple of statistical things for the Cats and the Lady Panthers. Fleming County has 8 batters batting 300 or more. You think, well, that's pretty good. They've got 4 that are batting 400 or more. They've got two that are batting 500 or more, including Peyton Allison, who is batting 625 for the season. The team as a whole is batting 377. Bath County, they're batting 370 as well. And we've got Taylor Hodson batting 507. We've got 1, 2, 3 more batting 400 or more. I'm sorry, Abby Barnett. I forgot she's down here toward the bottom. Abby is batting 667. Wow. So we've got a 667 and a 507, a couple of 400s, several 300s. It ought to be the possibility of an offensive game here today as Bath County and Fleming County square off in this district matchup. An important one because a lot of this will impact district seeding and things like that as the evening goes along. They're getting ready to introduce the team members. We've got the singers of our national anthem here on press row again. And again, Bath County with a couple of defensive changes.
Let's meet our starting lineup.
And Kylie Hodson pitching, Izzy Hughes catching, Ashley Rogers at first, Allie Manley, the second baseman. She's playing second because Ashton Barrett moved to short. Barrett is at short because Taylor Hodson is having an issue with one of her hands that got hit. Alyssa Brett's playing third base. Allie Dillon in left field, Rayleigh Purvis in center, and Riley Thompson in right field. Fleming County will send to the plate when they start this game after the national anthem and the opening prayer. Center fielder Peyton Allison, shortstop Sadie Price, second baseman Mallory Price. In the cleanup spot is third baseman Ariana Adams, followed by first baseman Trinity Flora, catcher Avery Argo, right fielder Maggie McGlone, pitcher Abby Ross, and left fielder Mackenzie McGlone. Bath County's Riley Thompson is the player that the designated player is batting for. So Riley will be in outfield, in right field like she has all year long, and the DP will bat for Riley. Talked with Coach Joshua Stam prior to the game. He said, look, we're solid pitching. We've got three good pitchers. Our whole team is, I mentioned their batting average. They're 377 on the team with two over 500. The dilemma for them, one of their starters, their left fielder, is on the way to UK to have appendix surgery, I presume, having an appendix issue, and usually that leads to surgery. And we say a prayer that that will go well, and she will be able to join her team again here in just a few minutes. As they finish up the introductions and get ready for the prayer and the national anthem, we will go ahead and take a short break, hear a word from a few of our sponsors. When we come back, it will be First Pitch Time, sponsored by Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. That and so much more after these words on WKCA.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the steak graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Prairie Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Prairie Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Welcome back to our broadcast. Special thanks to Carson and Jordan, who sang the national anthem for us. They've done that several games. Outstanding. The two of them are also members of the Bath County award-winning band program that they got distinguished is the right word, but whatever word it is, they got it, which means they're really, really good. We have some incredibly talented musicians here in the county, and that certainly is two of them right there that sang the national anthem for us. We're getting ready for first pitch. You know, if you want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules without sacrificing anything, what are you going to do? You want performance and unbeatable value? Bad Boy Mowers is the answer. Bad Boy Mowers, they have the power, the simplicity, the comfort you demand. You know, it's that time of year again. If you're not careful, the grass will get out from under you, and before you know it, you've got a hay field instead of a yard. You deserve a Bad Boy mower. They're available at Montgomery Tractor Sales with locations in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. You can also go to MontgomeryTractorSales.com online. If you want to mow, mow with an attitude. Mow with a Bad Boy from Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Montgomery Tractor sponsors our first pitch. And we certainly do encourage you to support local businesses, including Montgomery Tractor Sales. I know I've got a little yard mowing. I spent some time, for those of you who follow Bath County softball, you're aware that a lot of Bath Countyans spent a lot of time this past weekend in Owensboro. When you're in Owensboro at the softball field, guess what you can't do? You can't mow grass. So I'm going to have to get my Montgomery Tractor Sales zero-turn mower out of the garage. Do a little bit of work in the next couple of nights. You know, I had baseball last night, Bath and Henry Clay. Cats fell to the Devils 9-4 at the MSU showcase game. Tonight, we've got Bath and Fleming softball, so I may take part of the day off tomorrow. And I may not. Who knows? Mark Collier here on press row with me. He is the PA man. And in between PA responsibilities, he will occasionally chime in, swung on and missed, strike one, and we are underway. Allison Price and Price do up. Coach had a big time in Owensboro.
Absolutely. It was an awesome experience. I just want to thank you, Mr. Ray, and WKCA for allowing me to be a part of it.
Well, I'm glad the headsets fit. There's a chopper to third, good a 5-3 put out, good play. We wrote down 5-3. On our scorebook, those three Owensboro games, I didn't add them up, but I'm guessing at least a dozen times. Allison caught, not only did she catch everything, she caught it cleanly. She made a solid throw to first base. She was right on the money during those three state tournament games. Fouled off by Sadie Price, strike one.
One of the best defensive outputs that you'll see the entire tournament.
Oh, my goodness. Everything hit her way, she made the play. And I say that. Maybe there was one I've forgotten. I cannot remember a play that was hit her way. And you go, oh, Allison should have had that. Because every one that she should have had, she had. One strike pitch popped up on the infield. Shortstop. It's going to take me a little time to adjust to say shortstop. Ashton Barrett with the catch. As we mentioned in our pregame, Ashton is at short and Allie Manley is at second, where Ashton generally plays because our starting shortstop and number three hitter, Taylor Hodson, had her hand hit. Time called as Price steps out, two up, two down on not consecutive pitches, but in the same bat, hit more than once. There's a base hit over the head of the first baseman, a two-out single. And there is not much protection when a fastball smashes your finger more than once in a matter of 20 seconds. Listen, you might think you're tough. You're not going to get out of that without a tear or two, no matter how tough you are. So two out, one on.
Speaking of protection, I'm extremely thankful for the press box. We didn't have that in Owensboro.
Nope. Even though the wind was not bad and the temperature was not bad, I may have mentioned on the air when I went up to the press box to ask about it, hey, yeah, which field are we on? We'll set our equipment up. They said, you're down there behind the backstop. And my response was, outside? Yes, sir. Well, listen, there's fights not to fight.
Yes, sir.
And that was one of them. I said, all right, we're going to be outside. Ball to the camp to the cleanup hitting Ariana Adams. So he ground out to third and popped to short, a single to right field. One on, two out with Adams at the plate in the top half of this first. No score, fouled at the plate. 2-1. Don't forget in our post game, the Ira Kilburn final verdict. The Downtown Athletic defensive play of the game. R. El Cotto Construction offensive play of the game. Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award and Swartz Mowing Unsung Hero. That and so much more here on WKCA. The 2-1. From Hodson.
Allison Brett's again.
Smashed to third.
What do you say?
Brett says all business. Another 5-3 put out. A two-out base hit goes for naught. Fleming County no runs on one hit. Bath County coming to bat in the bottom of the first on WKCA.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owen.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Bath County, Fleming County, bottom of the first. Lady Panthers got a two-out single in their half of the first inning. No runs on one hit. Bath County coming to the plate. Defensively for the Lady Panthers, Abby Ross in the circle. Avery Argo behind the plate. Trinity Flora at first. Mallory Price at second. Sadie Price at short. And Ariana Adams at third. Mackenzie McGlone, Peyton Allison, Maggie McGlone, left, center, and right here at Owingsville. The breeze is blowing mostly out to right field. Every once in a while, it'll circle around and blow across the field. But it is a bit breezy. If you get one up there, the outfielders
nice
right back to the circle. One hopper. Ross, a 1-3 put out to Trinity Flora. One up, one down. Brings up center fielder Rayleigh Purvis. Purvis wears jersey number one. The Cats in their light gray uniform. Red sleeves, red stockings, red numbers with white trim. Fleming County in their dark gray uniforms. Black sleeves, black stockings, gold letters and trim. One up, one down. Purvis at the plate, down a strike with Taylor Hodson batting in the three spot. That one wide, one ball, one strike. One out, no runs in. With one out in the bottom of the first, Bath and Fleming in a district matchup in Owingsville. Here comes the 1-1. There's a nubber off the handle. Good play there at second base. Mallory Price, two or three steps to her left.
Taylor
caught the line drive. Taylor. We will see.
It'll be a good test to see what Taylor can do right here with her hand.
If she makes solid contacts and starts wiggling those fingers, listen, I know everybody tries to be tough. Sometimes I do, too. There's a line drive solid. Right up the middle. One pitch, one base hit. I'm taking her elbow pad off. Getting
next up, number six,
sunflower
Ashley
seeds
Roger.
From Coach Dave Moore. She is not wiggling those fingers the entire time Ashley was walking up. I was trying to watch to see if Taylor was, like, wiggling those fingers or holding or whatever.
It's a really good sign.
Did not.
It's a really good sign that she's not.
Either that or she's just tougher than a pine knot, one of the two, or both. First pitch, strike one. High ball one, count even. Ross pitching, Rogers batting. One on, two outs, no score, bottom of the first, Bath and Fleming. Look forward to a good matchup here today. Fastball fouled straight back.
This is a big game in district play. If the Wildcats can win this, they'll take a, they'll have a 4-0 lead in the district seating. They have to play round on Thursday. So this is a huge game for either team.
Fleming comes in 0-1 in the district. Bath 3-0. Outside, two balls, two strikes. The Fleming faithful hoped for that. If they had that same umpire we had down Owensboro, it'd been strike three.
Oh, guaranteed.
Two balls, two strikes, two out, one on, no score. Ashley fouls that pitch back into the screen.
But to his credit, he was consistent.
Listen, they everyone were a strike. They sure were. They might not look like it to me.
Or me.
But he had a little better view than I did. And
but if anybody else had a better view than the umpire, it was us.
Another 2-2. That one is fouled over the Fleming County dugout. Count remains two balls, two strikes, two out. Identical to the top half of the first with a two-out single for Fleming County. That's where Bath County is now with their cleanup hitter at the plate. Another break even.
Good eye.
Just wide. Counts full. Three balls, two strikes. Rogers back in. Izzy Hughes on deck, hoping for her shot in this first inning. Taylor Hodson at first.
Way to battle, young lady. Way to battle.
Hodson off on the pitch. Rogers fouls it back. The Fleming County outfield deep, as they should be, with Ashley Rogers at the plate and the wind not blowing in as we speak. Now it's blowing from right to left. A foul ball off the bat and off the thigh of Avery Argo. Flexing that left leg. I was mentioning just a few minutes ago that Bath County baseball catcher Jay Smith last night had a foul ball as a former catcher back in the day. There's a pop-up into short center. Fighting the wind. What a play out there by Peyton Allison. Charged hard. The wind took it back over her head, and away she went. I'll continue that thought right after this. No score, one inning complete. Bath County and Fleming County here on WKCA.
Your Bath Ace Hardware says, get more. That is Benjamin Moore. Every time you paint, more color, more selection, more ways to shop. Red Hot buys through April the 30th. Everything you need for the season, in and around the home, garden and lawn needs. You'll find everything in the well-stocked aisles at your Bath Ace Hardware. Celebrating 100 years of helpful. Located on Water Street, downtown Owingsville.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I made it feel so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
Here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
And
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Welcome back. One inning in the books. Bath County and Fleming County, both team no runs, one hit apiece, one stranded. Four, five, six, and seven due up. That's Trinity Flora, Avery Argo, and Maggie McGlone. Referenced Argo a minute ago. That foul tip hit on her thigh above her shin guard on her left leg. The exact same thing last night happened to Bath County catcher Jay Smith on the baseball team. He had a big goose egg by the time that game ended, and let's hope that Avery is all right there. Let's hope it was just maybe a glancing blow and not a direct hit. With all that gear on behind the plate, you kind of feel like you're invincible. Shin guards, your shoes are covered by the flaps on the shin guards, your chest protector, your face mask. I'm telling you, that ball has a way to find weaknesses inside ball two. To you Trinity Flora.
You have to be tough to be a catcher.
No tough doubt or crazy it. Or a little bit of both. Not only are you dealing with the ball coming in there, you've got a grown human being who is swinging a 36-inch metal stick inches from your face. And having been hit in the forehead with a baseball bat inadvertently, in my misspent youth, I can promise you that part's not any fun either. 3-0 the count. There's a fastball, strike one. 3-1.
It's important to get these first out. You don't want to have a first batter walk. Or
hate getting down 3-0. That really puts the pressure on the pitcher to battle back. There's ball four, first walk of the game. Historically speaking, if the leadoff batter gets on with no outs, they score a bunch. Coach Roy Cable Wright, who joins me for baseball broadcast, I forget what that stat was, but it was 40-some percent, a bunch. Let's see what text messages I've missed. My wife, my son, and Trish. Okay, I will take care of those three things after the broadcast. There's a line drive just out of the reach of the third baseman. So a walk and a base hit puts two Lady Panthers on with no outs. Right fielder Maggie McGlone.
That was a hard hit.
Steps in. That was laced into right field.
They don't call that the hot corner for nothing.
McGlone steps up batting 346. That's skips off the glove of the second baseman. Base is full. So the middle part of this order, 5, 6, 7, all three of them on with a walk, a single, and an error. Brings up pitcher Abby Ross. Ross wears jersey number 11.
The base is loaded.
360
no
batter. As the pitcher, she knows that a little poke here will give her a little bit of cushion to get back in there. First pitch, ball one. No place to put her. A walk, a single, and an error. Lady Panthers at every base here in the top half of the second. No score yet. Just wide, two balls to count. The breeze now is blowing straight out to right. Bath County defense, standard depth, 2-0. There's a ground ball
at
second.
Play at home.
Goodness. Out of the glove of the catcher. Allie Manley made a good play through home. Bounced out of the glove.
Routine play. You have to catch that.
Runners advance. One in. Base is still full. with Mackenzie McGlone. McGlone, a 333 hitter out of this nine spot. Listen, with eight batting over 300.
It's a tough lineup.
Listen, there's not much weaknesses in there.
When you get a chance to get an out, you have to take advantage.
You got to make them, don't you?
Yes,
got to make them. All right, let's see if the forgetfulness that we talked about with the Ira Kilburn opening argument. There's a number in front of the pitcher. Flip. Good play.
Flipped with the glove. Did you see that?
I sure did.
Next level.
So Argo out on the fielder's choice. McGlone hits into the fielder's choice. Everybody advances.
Allison.
A little number to Kylie Hodson. She fielded it with her glove hand and underhanded it from her glove. Izzy Hughes did exactly the right thing. She planted her left foot on the inside part of home plate, made sure her foot was on the base, focused on that ball, caught it cleanly, first out.
Slap hitter right here.
Allison, who grounded to third her first time up, Peyton Allison, a lefty slapper, center fielder.
Infield still in with one out.
Third base and second base particularly close. Shortstop creeping in as we speak. There's a base hit into left field. A clean base hit. And that allows Maggie McGlone to score. Two in, one out. Bases still full as Ross moves to third. Mackenzie McGlone at second and Peyton Allison at first. And now Sadie Price. Price, the seventh batter of the inning. First pitch out of the zone, ball one.
You spoke about that first hitter walk. Come around to score. It's just
walking a couple of errors. They're like Pomeranian puppies. They will come around and bite you. There's a smash off the glove of the first baseman. One run scores. Two run scores. So Ross scores and McGlone scores. A line drive. Almost a spectacular play off the glove of Ashley Rogers. Trickled away from her. Manley picked it up, threw it toward second base where Ashton Barrett was covering. Ashton couldn't squeeze it.
99, Price.
So four in, one out, and two on with runners at first and second for Fleming County.
Kind of reminiscent of last night in that last top of the seventh where Russell scored eight runs. There were some really good hits in that inning, but the Lady Cats let them hang around with theirs. And, you know, with teams like this, especially in your district, you cannot afford those types of plays.
Freebies will come and get you. They sure will. So runners at first and second. Allison at second, Price at first. Foul tipped at the plate from Mallory Price, who singled her first time up. Mallory, the eighth batter of the inning for Fleming County. The Cats need to stop the bleeding. The Panthers need to pour the gasoline onto the fire. One and one. One ball, one strike, one out, four in, two on for the Lady Panthers here in the second. Fleming County has hit the ball well. Just wide. Two ball, one strike. The count to Mallory Price. Let me see if I can find her batting average. Sadie. Mallory's in at 321. Just low ball three. Three and one. Kylie Hodson. Struggling to find the zone here early.
She's pitched a lot of innings this year. I believe she can find her way back.
Here comes the 3-1. Out of the zone, ball four loads them up again. It's So that puts Allison at third, Sadie Price at second, and Mallory Price at first, with Ariana Adams, who grounded to third her first time up. Bath County defensively now has to think about a lot of things. Need to cut that runner down at the plate. First pitch called strike one. Needed that first pitch strike right there.
You know, you got that bases loaded right here with the four, with the number four hitter here. This is,
oh boy.
You got to be careful
with the wind
pitches.
Blowing out.
Careful with your pitches right here.
Change up, good scoop there by Izzy Hughes. Izzy swelled up like a billboard and absorbed that pitch as it bounced in there.
Obviously, you don't want to walk in this situation because a walk's a run, but you don't want a groover either.
One ball, one strike. There's a chopper. Tried to come home, not in time. So Allison scores.
Next up, number 27.
Sadie Price moves to third, Mallory Price to second, Ariana Adams at first. Cats need an out. Brings up Trinity Flora. Flora walked and started this inning earlier, scoring the first run. Panthers have five across. There's a ground ball to the second baseman. They got the out at first, run scores. Price comes in, Flora with a 4-3
number 10,
put out. Brings up catcher Avery Argo, jersey number 10, right-handed batter. Argo singled, forced out on a fielder's choice, so runners at second and third. Ball skips away, not far enough for runners to advance. Good decision by Mallory Price not to press it. You don't want to get that third out at home. So Mallory Price at third. Ariana Adams at second. Two outs. Mm-hmm. Argo at the plate. Ball one, the count. There's a base hit into left field. One run score. Skips under the glove. Two run score. The play at third, in safely with a triple, is Avery Argo. And that's an eight spot on the board with two outs. Brings up Maggie McGlone, who reached on an error. First pitch just low. Oh, called strike. My bad. The arm didn't go up. Listen, that's our last night, one of the umpires at the baseball game, he was very slow, and twice he put his arm out, and I thought that meant strike, and it meant no, take your base. There's a base hit to left field. The ninth run scores.
You could not have asked for a better start for Fleming County. You could not have asked for a worse starter if you're Bath County.
Bath County down nine here in the second. All nine runs have scored with McGlone at first and Abby Ross, who reached on an error. Part of the dilemma for the Cats, all these unearned runs.
I know I was stating the obvious right there, but it's district play. You have to be sharp.
Have to be ready to buckle down, foul to the plate, strike one.
Just can't stress that enough. That may be coming from a coach, too, Mr. Ray.
No, listen. It's coming from a fella who was one of the top three worst baseball players in Bath County history. There are some givens. There's a line drive base hit right up through the box.
It
as Ross at first base and McGlone at second base. Maggie McGlone brings up left fielder Mackenzie McGlone. Mackenzie will be the 14th batter this inning. And I feel comfortable, if you know much about the game of softball, you realize 14 batters in an inning with two outs and two on. That means 13 have batted already. Nine of them have scored.
Time called. Is not ready.
Time called before the pitch delivered. So that pitch does not count. Two outs, two on. Mackenzie McGlone at second. Abby Ross at first. Nine in so far in this Fleming County second inning. Swung on and missed, strike one. So the net result was the same, foul ball strike or a swinging strike with Mackenzie McGlone at the plate. There's a little flare over the second baseman's head. A base hit by McGlone scores Maggie McGlone. The 10th run scores. Abby Ross tries to advance. Coach Kenny Williams extolling his troops. Bath County down 10, halfway through the second inning. Time to regroup and stay tuned. WKCA's broadcast will continue right after these words.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
An inning for Fleming County. 14 batters, 10 runs. Bath County down a 10 spot, bottom of the second. Izzy Hughes, Allie Dillon, Kylie Hodson. We talked about forgetfulness, to forget some ghosts of last year's district tournament, last night's injuries, last night's come-from-behind loss. Now they've got something else they need to forget, and that's that 10-run inning right there. Bath County needs to plate some runs out of the zone. Oh, called strike two. That's my bad, a ball and two strikes. So Izzy Hughes, Allie Dillon, Kylie Hodson due up. Check swing, that pitch looked better than the one before it. But again, we're off to the side, unlike our Owensboro location where we are directly behind home plate. We're above the third base bag. Counts even at 2-2. The pitch to Hughes. Grounded foul down the right field line.
You know, you never know what's going through an athlete's head before a game, during a game, after a game. These are all teenagers and some younger. But you just have to know, think that a big district game, you have to come out on fire and focused, 110% focused.
Swung on and missed. One up, one down.
And when one mistake occurs, it doesn't lead off to two. Two doesn't lead to three, and so forth.
And on and on, and 4-10.
Next up for Bath County.
Abby Ross with her first strike out of the game. Listen, you stake a good pitcher like Ross to a 10-run lead. If she wants to, she can just throw fastballs, just groove them.
One thing about this Bath County team, though, they can put runs on the board.
They sure can.
And in a hurry, so you just can't wait too long in the game. You need to start doing that now.
At the 2A tournament, the first two games could not wake up the bats. One game, lost the other 2-0. In the third game, wound up winning 8-3, count even at 1-1, to Allie Dillon. Dillon in left field, wears jersey number 3. Cats need to wake up. Strike 2. Now there's that low zone that we saw in Owensboro. 1-2, 1 out. Bath County ought to be ready for that. High 2-2.
You just take your time, chip away, one pitch at a time, one hit at a time. You don't try to swing and get it all back one time.
3-quarter swing, put one in play.
Yeah. String a couple hits together, get a couple runs, and just see what happens.
There you go. Ground ball to short.
You never know.
A odd hop that came right up into the shortstop's right hand. She had her glove down. Top spin pulled it right up to her shoulders.
Number 9, Kylie Hodson.
That's like we spoke about in Owensboro. You just put it in play and put the pressure on the defense and just see what happens.
Make them make plays.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Had an opportunity to listen to some post-game comments driving home last night. One thing the coach said, squares the bunt, drops it down.
Good.
Throw goes past the first baseman. So an E5, now runners at second and third. Dillon at second. It brings up second baseman Allie Manley. What his basic comment was, look, I can hide anything, but I can't hide a strikeout. If you hit the ball and ground out, fine. If you hit the ball and pop out, fine. If you hit the ball and they make a play, fine. You can't hide a strikeout because there's nothing. There's no opportunity for anything good to happen if you don't hit the ball. Courtesy runner for Bath County, Addie Reed at second base, running for Hodson. So one out, two on, second baseman Allie Manley at the plate. Allie a lot of times is the designated player, but in the field today because of an injury to Taylor Hodson. Manley, a 4-13 batter. Fleming County defense deep in the outfield. There's a foul ball down the right field line. 1-1, 1 out, 2 on. Fleming 10. You don't see many 10-run innings, but we sure had one here. Bath County scoreless so far with 1 out and 2 on. 8 and 9 hitters due up. Allie Manley, Allison Bretz. There's a base hit right into the glove. What a play by Mallory Price, a line drive, who then wheeled and threw to Sadie Price at short for the double play. Wow, what a play. Watch SportsCenter for that one tonight.
Really good play. But as a base runner, you have to see that ball through.
Have to watch. Bath County strands a runner. They had 2-1 with one out. Do not score. Two innings in the books. It is Fleming County 10, Bath nothing. Top of the third after this on WKCA.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owensville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
Mallory Price snagged a line drive off the bat of Allie Manley. And when I say a line drive, I mean a line drive. Flip back to her second for a double play. Top of the order, Peyton Allison, a slapper, fouls it at the plate. And it bounces up and hits her bat again. That only counts as one strike, though. Allison, Sadie Price, and Mallory Price due up in this top half of the third for the Lady Panthers. They're up 10. Bath County tried to get a little rally in that second inning with one out and two on. There's a ground ball in the hole between second and first. Leadoff single.
Next up, number seven.
Brings up Sadie Price, who popped a short, singled, and scored. In that second inning, all nine Lady Panthers scored at least once, and Maggie McGlone scored twice for their 10.
Baseball on the field.
Look at. Had a little bit of that in Owensboro, too, where those two fields were really side by side. Pretty big concourse between there. But there were a handful of times that a foul ball came in, fastball just low. Izzy Hughes framing, does not get the call, ball one. Sadie Price, the shortstop. Mallory Price, the second baseman on deck for Fleming County. Ball one, the count. Bath County defense swung on and missed. Good scoop.
Good pitch.
Ball and a strike.
Good pitch and good scoop.
When you've got a left-handed slapper up there like Allison, you have to pull your defense in case she pushes a bunt or drags a bunt. Ball two. Swung away and pulled it in between first and second base. Two ball, one strike, the count here in this third. Chopper foul at third base. Count remains two balls, two strikes. Sadie Price one for two with a run scored. In that big 10-run second inning, Bath County, when they come to the bat, 9-1-2 due up. Would love to finish this inning here with no more damage and then try to get the bat started. There's a chopper. Went for the force out. The speed of Allison has her in there at second base.
Now batting number 99, Price.
That's a tough play to make right there. Sometimes you may just want your momentum to take you towards first. Just gather yourself and get the easy one. But to her credit, she tried. It was a close. It was a close play.
Close play. Hodson, the pitch was hit to the third base side of the pitcher's circle. Reached across her body and fielded it. Pitch inside, ball one. Momentum carrying her away from second base. Turned and threw a pretty good shot. Just a half a step slow. Runners at first and second with nobody out. And Mallory Price at the plate. There's a ground ball up the middle. Throw to first. Unable to field it. Loads them up. Nobody out. Peyton Allison at first. Sadie Price at second. Peyton Allison at third. Sadie Price at second. Mallory Price at first. Bases full again. Nobody out. Coach Kenny Williams
You got to come up with that catch on first base right there.
It's throw a little low, but you got to scoop and field it cleanly.
And I do, you know, give credit to Fleming County. They are hitting the ball,
putting it in play. There's been.
But at the same time, Bath County, the Lady Cats aren't helping themselves at all.
8 base hits for Fleming County so far. 3 errors so far for Bath. Of the 8 hits.
Now batting number 4, Adams.
None of the 8, they're really knocking the cover off the ball. Listen, you just make contact. Good things are going to happen. You've got to make the other team make plays. So far, Bath County has not made them. Popped up into short right field. What a play by the second baseman.
Throw it in.
There you go.
Really good play right there.
What an awesome play by Allie Manley. Deep.
2 outs or 1?
That's first out of the.
First out.
As Peyton Allison comes in to score from third base, Sadie Price moves from second to third, so runners on the corners with 1 out.
Now batting number 27, Flora.
Allie Manley covered a lot of territory from her second base position into short right field.
They're going to
appeal.
Made
a snow cone catch. They're going to appeal and see if she left early. Umpire says no.
Appealed the tag up from second base. Blue said safe. Play on.
Play on. Runners on the corners. Fleming up 11 with Trinity Flora, who walked and scored. The throw to first pulls Rogers off the bag, but she does make the tag.
Another run scored.
Sadie Price scores. That's a dozen. Mm. And Mallory Price at second base. The ball not hit sharply enough to make an effort to turn two. Just go ahead and get that out. Brings up Avery Argo, the catcher. First pitch inside, ball one. Argo at the plate. Singled, forced out in a fielder's choice. Tripled. Got a RBIs in that second. Scored. Strike called.
If you're the Bath County players right here, you can't hang your heads. It is what it is. It's 12-0. You have to keep your heads up, and you have to keep fighting.
Tough not to.
You have to. I mean,
yep.
You don't want to let
our
last
Coach
night.
Williams will find somebody who won't.
Right. You don't want to let last night's game spiral you downward, and you especially don't want this game to. You have to keep fighting. A lot of season left.
Foul ball down the third baseline. Stunningly enough, Allison Britz with the backhand on that little short hop makes it look easy, but foul ball. 12-0 our score, 10 in the second, 2 in the third, all Lady Panthers. Drop ball just low, 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 in, runner at second is Mallory Price. Bath County's going to have to score some, or we're going home early. Here comes the break even from Kylie Hodson. Oh, mercy. Again, pretty good looking pitch from where I stand, but must be inside. It was not high and it was not low. Freshman, Kylie Hodson. Again, rear view mirror. Look ahead. Here comes the payoff on the 3-2 pitch. Izzy Hughes gives chase. It lands in the bleachers behind home plate.
Again, composure is the key. Keep your head up and keep fighting pitch by pitch. When adversity strikes, how will you respond?
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 1 on. Let's do it again.
Ball
4.
Now batting number.
So runners now at first and second brings up McGlone, who reached on an error and scored. Single and scored both those in that 10 run. I got 2 outs.
That's what I had on.
Popped to second and then the ground out to short. There's strike. One strike to count to Maggie McGlone. Bath County has the ability to come back from a big hole. They are sure going to need it. There's a number, a 5-3 put out. Fleming County scores two more, strands a couple in their half of the third. 12-0 is where we stand. Fleming County leads. Bottom of the third after this on WKCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Fleming County with a 12 spot after three innings. Bath County with a goose egg after two. So here we are in the bottom of the third. 9-1 and 2 due up. Bretz, Barrett, Purvis.
Leading off for Bath County, number 23.
And if you're a fan of the Cats, hopefully more than that. Third baseman, Allison Bretz. A .277 batting average, probably about a .900 fielding average. I say that, and then she'll miss the next 10 in a row. Listen.
I don't know. She's been pretty solid.
She is a broom at third base. Everything, she sweeps right up into her glove. And not only sweeps up in her glove cleanly, makes a BB throw, shoulder high to first baseman Ashley Rogers. There's a fly ball to right field. That's going a long way,
hey,
and it's out of here.
Home run.
Just like that, the Cats break the ice.
That's a way to keep your head up and keep focused, young lady.
Allie Bretz, a leadoff solo home run to right field. Let's see if Big Mo, they got the homer hat out. Let's see if we can get a little momentum
there.
Next
up for Bath County, number 10, Ashton Barrett.
Barrett, the starting shortstop here today. Generally a second baseman playing shortstop because Hodson had her hand hit twice in the same at-bat yesterday against Russell. First pitch to Barrett, called strike one.
You were talking about that wind slightly blowing out. Got it high enough to get carried over.
It's picked up now. Just a minute ago, it was not blowing, but it is now. Barrett in the right-hand box. Abby Ross called strike two. A leadoff home run. Let's see if that lights a fire under the homestanding Lady Cats. Ross wastes a pitch. One ball, two strikes. Barrett grounded to the pitcher her first time up. There's one in the hole right up the middle.
No better time than now to make a rally. Let's go.
Back-to-back base hits, a home run and a single brings up Raylee Purvis, who hit a sharply hit line drive to the second baseman, and Mallory Price made the play on Ray Lee's, made the play off the bat of Allie Manley.
Oh, I didn't put that run up there.
Ooh, yeah, I'd say.
Got excited for the home run, Mr. Ray.
Purvis takes that first pitch in the eyes, ball one. Bath County faithful trying to drum up some enthusiasm. We'll see what happens out of the zone, ball two. When you look at the stat sheet, I really don't see, I really don't understand, but this is showing a 7 ERA for Abby Ross, 2 wins, 17 walks, 16 earned runs, out of 23, 16 innings pitched.
Ball
out of
four.
The zone, ball four. So a home run, a single, and a base on balls.
Next up
brings
the
up Taylor Hodson, the left-handed hitter who is in the designated player position today, normally shortstop. Taylor is signed to play with Charleston.
Good
There's
hit.
A line drive.
Hmm.
Curve just fouled down the right field line. At least one run would have scored because Barrett was around third before that ball touched the ground. Knowing Ray Lee and her speed, of course, you don't want to get that first out at home. You don't want to get the last out at home. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. Steps on. Oh, bang, bang, play goes against us. A 5-3 double play.
Mm, that one hurt. Had some momentum.
Adams picked up the ball just outside of the third base bag. Steps on third. Ray Lee Purvis at second base now. A good play by Adams. Ball one, the count to Bath County's Ashley Rogers. One and one. I'm trying to get a rhythm on our home plate umpire. I think I hear a call, and then a few seconds later the arm goes up or not. When you see the hesitation, that one's out of the zone. Two and one. Of course, I made a couple of calls like that. That was a pitch low, ball two, and it turns out I was wrong. So I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. 2-1 the count to Rogers. Purvis at second, one in, two outs. Ball three. 3-1. Rogers at the plate. Izzy Hughes on deck. Something about a catcher's mask over by the Fleming County dugout, but I did not catch what they meant. Must have been something
out. In the
out.
Bullpen.
Something out. Oh, the catcher in the bullpen needs a mask. I can tell you a story about that, too, if I get a minute. Out of the zone, ball three. Lance Davis. I don't know. You know Doc, don't you?
Yes, sir.
So Doc had a knuckleball when we were kids. Ashley reaches with a base on balls.
Next up, number 22, Izzy Hughes.
That would make a major league pitcher jealous. Literally floated like a butterfly. And I was a catcher, and Doc was one of the pitchers. And warming him up one day, we had one mask for the team, and I wasn't using it because the real catcher was using it. Doc threw one of them knuckleballs in there, and I tried catching it. It was like a cartoon. Went and tried to catch it three or four times on one pitch. I caught it all right with my teeth, knocked a couple out, and the blood just rolled.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Hodge was our coach, and he asked me if I was all right, and I said, well, Coach, no, not really. I'm bleeding pretty bad. He said, you'll be all right. Start catching again. I said, yes, sir, I'll do it. Eventually,
you were okay.
Well, I survived. I don't know that I was okay. Two balls, one strike. To Izzy Hughes with two on, two out, one in for Bath County. Izzy fouls it straight back, 2-2. The thing about around your face area, It's like those professional wrestlers when they do that little cutting deal so that the blood rolls.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take much of a cut for the blood to roll with all those arteries and veins and stuff up around your face. Now, that baseball caught me right square in the chops, and I mean the blood rolled. There's a ground ball off the glove of the pitcher to the second baseman. Out by a step is Izzy Hughes. So if you're scoring at home, that is 1-4-3. Bath County scores one on a leadoff home run from Allison Bretz. They strand two. It is 12-1 after three innings. Top of the fourth after this. Fleming County coming to bat on WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Ware Gray Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Three innings complete. Fleming County with a monumental second inning. Scored 10 runs, added two more in the third. Bath County put one hand there, half of the third. That's where we stand, 12-1, top of the fourth. 8-9-1, Abby Ross, Mackenzie McGlone, and then back to the top of the order with Peyton Allison. Ross reached on an error and scored, singled, and then thrown out. Trying to advance. Swung on and missed, strike one. Big smile on her face. She tells her coach, I'm going to swing at one, then I'm done. Bath County had a chance last inning to do some damage and could not do it. Fastball inside, 1-1, a leadoff homer to right field. Off the bat of the number nine hitting third baseman, Allison Bretz. Then a single by Ashton Barrett. A walk. Swung on and missed, strike two. A walk to Ray Lee Purvis. So runners at first and second with nobody out and one in. And a dandy play on a ground ball to third. Adams stepped on third and threw to first. There's a fly ball into right field. Unable to come up with it is Riley Thompson. Went a long way.
Not bad, number 21.
Drops in between right and center. So a leadoff single by Abby Ross. Courtesy runner in. I believe it is 13, Kate Hay. I can read the three, but I can't read the one. But that's the only jersey number with a three on it that I see. So the eighth grader in is the courtesy runner. Courtesy runner is Hay. And if you're Fleming County, you've got to think, let's score two and hold them and go to the house. 12-1 the score. Is it 13? Is that, or 15, which is, I know it's 10 after 5.
Four.
Is it 13 after 4?
Yes, sir. That's what I think.
So the Lady Panthers, you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself. But you're up 12-1 with a leadoff runner. McGlone reached on a fielder's choice and singled both her times at bat, and in the top of the order. So if I'm a Lady Panther, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking let's score at least two, ground ball to first base. Rogers takes it three unassisted.
Next up, number three, Allison.
That lets Haye move to second base and brings up Peyton Allison. Grounded to third, two singles and two runs scored. The lefty put one in the hole between short and third, put one in the hole between first and second. Full swing. Going to be out of play down the left field line. One strike.
Looks like that was in the general admission seats out there with the free hot dogs.
It was. Just past the Bath County bullpen.
I'm sorry, 99-cent hot dogs.
You would now, speaking of which, how were the jalapeno cheddar dogs down in Owensboro?
I was
called strike two.
I was very skeptical at first, but after the second bite of the first one, nine out of ten.
It is not uncommon that we have cheddar dogs in the refrigerator, and it is occasionally the case that we have jalapeno cheddar dogs. There's nothing like something like that. There's a ground ball to short. The throw,
throw was off.
A bit wide at first base. Rogers, swipe tag, does not make contact.
Price.
Just a little bit of difference from a player who is used to second base making the throw from second as opposed to short. Now you've got one out with runners at first and second. And Sadie Price pop up to short, single and a run scored, reached on a fielder's
hit
choice.
Better.
And run, hit by pitch. Now the bases are full. So Haye is at third,
Price.
Allison at second, and Sadie Price at first with Mallory Price. Reached all three times in three different ways, a base hit, a walk and a run scored, and reached on an error. Your number three hitter is in the right-hand box. Mallory Price, a .321 batting average. That one's foul. Through the first base coach's box. Everybody dances out of the way safely. 12 runs for Fleming County. Bases full, one out. A base hit here would put Fleming County up by 13. Pitch called strike two. Price back in. Just wide. One ball, two strikes. Bath County could certainly stand a strikeout. That takes a lot of the thinking out of the process with an out here. So here's the 1-2. A ground ball right back. Good job. Pitcher took one off her right shin, picked it up, brought it home. Good play by Hughes. A fielder's choice for Price. And Haye out on the fielder's choice. That one hit pretty flush.
She was
on the left shin.
Still able to get up and make the play, though, so that shows you how tough Kylie is. But still, you don't ever want to get hit there in that raw meat of the bone.
No, no. There's not much protection right there. And the sound, if it hits flush, it makes a certain – there's certain sounds in this world – that you know it when you hear it kind of thing. The sound of a ball hitting flush on the bone like that, that makes that kind of deep thud as opposed to a slapping, glancing sound. First pitch in there, strike one. Base is still full with Ariana Adams at the plate. Fleming 12, Bath 1. It's been all Lady Panthers, except for that one home run off the bat of Allison Bretz. Bath County needs to prevent any more runs to continue the game. A base hit here. There's one into the gap. That'll score at least two. Ray Lee Purvis with the throw in. Two runs score as Allison scores. Sadie Price scores. Mallory Price moves to third. Adams with a single advances in on the throw.
You just got to think today's not the Lady Cats day with the way things are shaking now.
Listen, sometimes you're the windshield and sometimes you're the bug.
Yep.
And right now the Lady Panthers are the windshield. First pitch, strike one to Trinity Flora. So the Panthers up 13 with two runners in scoring position, two outs. Bath County will need to score. 1-1 to continue this game. And this is a big, we talked about in the pregame, this is a district game. Bath County 4-3-0 in the district. If they could have pulled this game out, and it's not over with yet, needless to say, just a deep hole. Listen, a deep hole against a good team. Ball too low.
But you know, you to go from 4-0 to a commanding lead in the district to 3-1. You know, you're leaving life for somebody else to tie up and maybe have to go to a coin flip and do the 2-3 seed instead of the 1 seed. You know, these games have big implications.
They have meaning. That's why you play them. Two ball, one strike. Two on. There's a ground ball back to the pitcher. Knocks it down. Throw in there. Good focus there by Kylie Hodson with the 1-3 put out. Fleming County does score two more. They've got 14 runs on 10 hits. They lead 14-1 over the homestanding Bath County Lady Cats. Bottom of the fourth after this on WKCA.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell. The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs. No, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owensville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
All right, folks, here's where we stand. Bottom of the fourth. Bath County trails Fleming County 14-1. No score in the first, and then the Panthers turned on the fire hose. They scored 10 in the second. Two more in the third, two more in the fourth. Bath County's only run, a leadoff solo home run in the third inning from Allison Bretz. That's where we stand, 14-1. Two balls, no strikes. No defensive changes for the Lady Panthers that I can see. We'll reset that defense right after this pitch. There's strike one. Abby Ross pitching. Avery Argo catching. Trinity Flora, Mallory Price, Sadie Price, Ariana Adams on the infield. Kenzie McGlone, Peyton Allison, and Maggie McGlone in the outfield. Called strike two. Allie Dillon, Kylie Hodson, Allie Manley do up. There's a flare over the shortstop's head, a leadoff single.
Not a girl, young lady. What a battle, what a battle.
That's the second time she's been on base, reached on an error.
Kylie Hodson.
Kylie Hodson reached on an error, involved her runner involved in that 4-6 double play off the bat of Allie Manley. Bath County needs some momentum. They need some runs. Defense deep.
It's a good hit.
There's a short hop right to Sadie Price. She knocks it down.
That's a good play. Good play.
6-3 put out. Allie Dillon head first at second base.
Number four, Allie Manley.
Manley comes in. Hit a line drive. A great play by Mallory Price at second base. Manley's been hitting the ball well. Allison Brett's on deck, who hit that third inning home run. Bath County still down 14-1 with a runner at second base. A pitch high ball two. Two balls, no strikes, one out, one on. Fleming County a commanding lead in the bottom of the fourth. There's strike one called, 2-1.
You know, it's 14-1 in the bottom of the fourth, but you'd still like to see a little fight out of the lake.
Little fire.
Just don't roll over. Just have something in this game positive on.
Bath County Baseball down 9-0 last night in the last inning, scored four. That's what you're looking for in a game. Of course, last night's baseball game with Henry Clay, I don't mean it was meaningless. Every game has meaning. It was not a district game. It was not a regional game. It was not a seed game. It was not a rival game. It was a game against a top 40 team in the state, maybe. There's a base hit in between first and second under the glove of the right fielder. So a runner scores. A single. And now standing at third, single and an RBI from Allie Manley makes it 14-2. She advances to third.
Next up, number 23.
When McGlone doesn't field it, Cranley.
Single, E9. That turned into a
that would be correct. Brings up Allison Brett's 1-for-1 with a home run to right field. Allison lets that one sail past her high. Again, Bath County does what they need to do to continue the game, but they'll need more than that to get out of five innings. So fly ball to left field, unable in the wind.
Good.
Just keep to make the play. So Manley scores. As Brett's winds up at second base.
Barrett.
Put the ball in play. Put the pressure on the
defense. 14-3, yes, sir. Ashton Barrett, 1-for-2. With a ground ball to the pitcher. Single in the third. 14-3, still a deep hole. And Abby Ross has been in control this whole game. That pitch low, ball one. Ross, a lefty in the circle. First left-hander I've seen this year. Not sure if Bath County has faced other lefties. There's a fly ball.
Tag up.
To the right fielder. Bath County runner does not tag. One of those split decisions.
Purvis.
That ball hit relatively deep. But the right fielder, Maggie McGlone, coming in on it. Decided not to take a chance. Ray Lee Purvis lined out to the second baseman. Walked 0-for-1. Called strike one. 14-3, Fleming leads. Bath needs at least two more to keep it from being a 10-run rule. 1-1. Don't forget, during the post game, the Ira Kilburn final verdict. So far, I have not done incredibly well with my comments on forgetfulness. There's a base hit over the glove of the second baseman. One run scores. Rayleigh's in at second base. Two out RBI double.
Keep battling.
as Brett scores.
Now batting for Bath County, number 8, Taylor.
Brings up Taylor Hodson, who is 1-for-2 with a single and a 5-3 put out. 14-4. There's a shot into the gap in right center. One hops the fence. In with a stand-up double.
Just keep chipping away.
Yes,
sir. Chipping away. Why can't we put a 10 spot up on the board?
It's happened before. Hodson in with back-to-back doubles.
Bath County, number 6, Ashley Rogers.
Fleming County coaching staff gathers the infield up. These runs have scored with two outs. Started off with a single, ground out, single, an error. Fly ball to right for the second out, and then back-to-back doubles. Scores Purvis. Now with Hodson at second base. Bath County, 4 in this inning, 5 overall. You think, wow, if they scored 5, that's pretty good. Well, hold your thoughts. Fleming County, 10 in that second inning, 2 in the third, 2 in the fourth, so it's 14-5. Bath County chipping away. Got a lot more work ahead of them. First pitch, strike 1 to Ashley Rogers. Rogers hit a fly ball to center field and walked 0-for-1. There's a flare down the right field line. That's going to be foul. Strike 2, the count.
I would almost like to see her take a half step back because she seems like she's a little late on a lot of but that way she can maybe pull one. But I'm a basketball coach, sir.
I'm with you. Choke up, three-quarter swing, punch one somewhere. There's another flare that's deep down the right field line. Out of play. Would have been close to a home run if it were 10 feet to the left. Wound up in the road. Count remains 2 strikes. 3 and 4 in this inning for Bath County.
Good eye. Good eye.
Pitch high. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 4 in. Hodson at second. Bath County, though, still trailing 14-5 to Fleming County. A little offensive momentum. Low ball 2-2. Would love to see the Cats capitalize with the meat of the order here. With Hodson at second, Rogers at the plate.
There's a shot. Oh.
Off the top of the fence. One run's going to score. In with a stand-up double.
Nice hit by Ashley Rogers.
Probably 18 inches from being a line drive home run hit off the top of the fence. Time called. Maybe a pitching change.
Number 22, Izzy Hughes.
Is going to be a pitching change. Izzy Hughes comes to the plate. Bath County, 5 in, 1 on, 2 outs. A pitching change underway. Let's take a moment and hear a word from two of our sponsors. Bath County Softball continues right after this on WKCA.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
We'll
23 is the new pitcher who I am presuming is Shar Parker, because there's three pitchers listed, Parker, Ross, and Flora. Well, Ross was pitching, and Flora is playing first base, jersey number 27. And I do not have a 23 on my list. There's a base hit into right field. Rogers will round third. So she scores on an RBI single from Izzy Hughes. One, two, three, four, five, six here in this inning.
Now batting for Bath County, number three, Allie Dillon.
We will see a bit
of
curiosity.
I don't think that young lady's on the book.
She's not on our paper.
Not on the
Coach
one
Williams
that they
is talking
either.
To the umpire. And it appears that it's not on the paper that he's got, because he's talking to the umpire. So what if they're not on the...
I know that's a technical in basketball.
Well, I was going to say, we know it's two shots in the ball or something in
not
basketball.
Sure about softball.
What is the case here? Umpire, no changes are made, so apparently it's just a...
The explanation she gave Coach Williams must have been good enough.
Been good enough. So Bath County bats around. They've got six in here. So all of a sudden it is 14-7. Allie Dillon, who singled and scored her first time up, back at the plate. Allie Dillon will be the 10th batter. So a single, a ground out, a single, an error, a fly ball, double, 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 single. That's where we stand.
Like I said.
One ball, one strike.
Boy, these lady cats can put up runs in a hurry. Just don't hurt yourself and do what you do.
Still got seven more to go to catch up. But at least it's not as big a hole as it was. Out of the zone. And again, I am presuming that 23 is Shar Parker. That's what we're going to go with. Parker comes into this game, who's pitched in four games with a 215. That one skips in to the screen. Runner advances to second base is Izzy Hughes. That's probably, is that, no, I was going to say, sure as the world, I say Izzy, and the courtesy runner is in there, Abby Barnett. I should have remembered that Abby runs for Izzy all the time, the same way that Addy runs for the pitcher all the time, base on balls. So now you got runners at first and second.
Now batting.
All this damage with two outs.
Kylie Hodson.
The senior, Shar Parker, steps off the rubber. Two or three big, deep breaths. Again, if my stats are right, she comes in here with a 2.15 ERA. That pitch out of the zone, ball one. Unlike Ross, who had earned those borderline strikes, Parker has not earned them yet. Oh, that was a strike?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is my bad. Popped up, first baseman makes the play. Bath County, though, a six spot here. All of a sudden, it's 14-7. Top of the fifth after these messages on WKCA.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment,
sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Welcome back. What a tale of two halves here, so to speak. Fleming County, Bath County, 14-7 our score. No runs scored in the first for either team. Fleming County, a 10 spot in the second. Two more in the third. It was 12-0. Bath County scored one in the third, making it 12-1. Fleming scored two more, making it 14-1. Bath County scored six. That makes it 14-7.
I know we're in the top half of the inning here, but if any of our listeners know, our trivia question for the day is,
yep,
what happens if you play a player in softball who is not on the official scorecard or scorebook? What is the penalty for that? Or what happens, if anything, if a player plays and they are not listed in the official scorebook for the game?
My guess would be apparently not much. 14-7, first pitch out of the zone. There's a line drive. One hops the fence. The throw in. Put the tag on her. Got her.
Nice play. Nice throw.
Nice play,
young lady,
from right field. Allie Dillon with the short hop. So Argo with the single thrown out. Trying to turn it into a double. A great throw and a great tag by Allie Manley. She positioned herself. That's something you have to be careful of and not block the bag. She positioned herself to the outfield side of second base. Throw came in right on the money. Tag down. Slid right into it. One up, one down brings up Maggie McGlone, who reached on an error and scored. Singled and scored. Grounded out to third. Up for her fourth time, one for two with a couple of runs scored. Strike on the inside corner, one ball, one strike. The Bath County faithful getting a little enthusiasm. The players encouraging teammates, the fans encouraging players. There's a
to none five other
three
than who?
Put out.
Allison
Guess
Brett.
Who? A little chopper to third base.
Now batting number 11, Ross.
Certainly, if you're a Cat fan, you would love to see a 1-2-3 inning and get back in with a little offensive momentum. 14-7 the score. Again, a huge hole. The Cats have dug themselves halfway out of, but still a long row to hoe for the team in red and gray. Up now, Abby Ross. No, that is not correct.
Nice pitch off speed.
Yes, that is Abby Ross.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at my book wrong. Abby Ross reached on an error and scored, singled. Singled again, two for two. Just high. Ball and a strike, two outs, nobody in the Fleming half of the fifth. 14-7 the score. Fleming leads, but Bath County has cut. There's a shot to center field. Rayleigh Purvis, unable to squeeze it. Thought she had it.
Routine.
Reached up for it. Couldn't squeeze. Ross reaches on an E8.
Now batting number 21. McGlone.
That would be probably the fourth or fifth error.
Of the game.
Let me see if I can look through here real quick while they're bringing the batter to the plate. Mackenzie McGlone, 21.
You just hope it doesn't prove costly.
So did they re-enter? That's, So Ross came out. Was she substituted and then batted illegally? Or did they re-enter her? There's a lot of unusual rules in place. So they're going to put a courtesy runner in for Abby Ross. And I'm guessing again that is, hey, jersey number 13, but she's sideways and I can't see her number. But that's who ran the last time. Yeah, 13. Hay is the courtesy runner in for the pitcher. So 21 is coming to the plate. Two outs, one on. McGlone reached on a fielder's choice and scored, singled, and was out three unassisted. A lot of conversation going on. Coach Williams is inquiring whether it was a sub for the pitcher. We'll see. Again, these umpires and these coaches know the intricacies. There's a ground ball in the hole between first and second. That will put runners at the corners with two outs. McGlone with a single.
Now batting number three, Allison.
Hay now at third base and top of the order, Peyton Allison due up. Allison grounded out to third, singled, reached on an error and scored three times. That's what you want your leadoff batter to do, is get on base and score runs, and Peyton Allison has done that. 14-7. There's a ground ball to short. Got her on a 6-3 put out. Fleming County threatens. They strand two but score none. Halfway through the fifth inning, it is Lady Panthers 14, Lady Cats 7, bottom of the fifth after this on WKCA.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. Halfway through the fifth inning, it is Fleming County 14, Bath County 7, trying to do a little eavesdropping as the umpires talk.
It's about the illegal substitution you were talking about.
Well, what the conversation is revolving around, Abby Ross was the starting pitcher. They pulled Ross and put in Char Parker, to pitch. Then they put Ross back in to bat, and then the courtesy runner for Parker ran, and now Parker is back in the circle. And again, I am in way over my head trying to figure some of these substitutions out. Coach Williams and Coach Armitage on the baseball team, Coach Williams here in softball, they have got... They know that you can, like, courtesy run and substitute and re-enter and things like that. And it is way too deep a water for me to swim in. Coach Williams is trying to make his point, and they're explaining to him. We'll try to figure out, depending on how things go, we'll ask him about it maybe in the post game. and see if we can figure out what it is. But Coach Williams is saying if the pitcher is substituted for and then Ross reenters for Parker, then Parker cannot re-enter for Ross again and go back out and pitch again. And the umpires are discussing it with him. But I don't read lips, and I'm not smart enough to know the intricacies of the KHSAA rule book, but that's where we stand. So the score, Fleming County 14, Bath County 7. We'll recap the scoring as they continue to review what's going on. No score after one. In the second, the floodgates burst, and Fleming County scored 10. They sent 14 batters to the plate, scored 10, stranded 2. That was after two innings, Bath County scoreless in the second. Up comes the third. Fleming County scores 2 more. They're up a dozen, 12-0 after 3. And all of a sudden you're thinking, we stand a chance of being out of here after 3 innings. Bath County with a leadoff home run in the top of the third from Allison Bretz. Got a couple more runners on but could not do any damage with them. So it was 12-1. After 3 innings, 4th inning comes up. Fleming County gets some runners on, some errors and a hit batsman. They come around to score. All of a sudden, it's 14-1, and you're like, Bath County, though, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in their half of the 4th. They sent 11 batters to the plate. All of a sudden, instead of it being 12-0, it's 14-7. A significant conversation between the umpires and Coach Kenny Williams. And
I really think the umpire behind the plate messed up. I think they let the girl sub in. They subbed for the same player twice. And I think the field umpire is coming in and trying to make up for it with her to try to get her out of hot water. But Coach Kenny Williams is not buying it. He's called them both out. But they're going to have to make themselves look good by here by saying that it's the correct call. But you can't really go back and do anything about it now. The play's already been done.
Unless the only thing I can think of is if they say, hey, Parker substituted, and then they re-entered for Parker, she's not allowed to re-enter after she be re-entered for. And I know I'm not using the right language and the right terminology. I get that. And I may be completely off on what I presume to be the case. But if you sub somebody out, you can re-enter for them, but you can't re-enter the re-enter is the way that I understand it. And Coach Williams is saying no. Whatever the umpire is telling him, he's saying, no, sir, that's not exactly right. You can't do that. And it may have something to do with the courtesy runner that went in as well. I don't know.
They said that there wasn't a courtesy runner, that it was a sub. So, I understand Coach Williams is what he's doing right here. You know, you still have to ask, and you still have to fight for your team no matter the outcome.
So, Coach, you're thinking that the courtesy runner that we thought was a courtesy runner, who is Kate Hay, number 3, was not a courtesy runner.
Right.
She was a substitute.
Yes.
Who might that be?
Oh, these are my friends from Corner to Corner podcast.
You got friends?
Y'all say hi to Jeff Ray, WKCA.
I didn't realize you had friends, Coach.
Ain't that something?
What about that? Learn something new. Hey, ask them about re-entry rules and things. Now, we're on the air here, so watch. Be sure and don't say anything that we're not allowed to broadcast.
What a bet that I lose here.
So.
What did I lose for?
So. Apparently, the net result of the conversation is
check
no defensive.
Now changes. Batting for Bath County, so number you've got, 4, Allie Manley.
So you got Parker pitching.
I'll definitely O up on it. I got you.
Argo catching, Flora Price, and Adams on the infield. I feel comfortable that Coach Williams is not happy with the answer. But again, the call has been made.
That's Mr. Get Out of the
Walk. And it's been made. Okay, you argue your case. The judges vote against you 2-0.
I lost.
You play ball.
I lost a pack of fudge rounds. Uh-oh. I took the field over Connecticut, and they won the NCAA tournament.
Well, you know, that wouldn't be a bad bet, though. All right, so let's start the bottom half of the inning. First pitch from Parker, strike one.
Kirsten Weiss, listening, takes
Hi,
me
Kirsten.
In. Subbing okay. Abby back into bat, should have scratched Char. She shouldn't be pitching right now.
That was my impression. So I appreciate you listening. So it has nothing to do. Let me follow up question since you're listening. It has nothing to do with the courtesy runner going in. It's the fact that they subbed her out and then subbed her back in with the is the difference.
That, according to Kirsten Weiss,
so
that's what she said. Our pitcher right now should not be pitching.
So when they subbed Parker out, they can't sub her back in. That's what I presume. Yes, that's what I presume the conversation was. And the best to you throughout your college swung on and missed. Strike three, Manley goes down. One up, one down brings up Allison Brett. Bath County still in a deep spot, 14-7. Brett's a solo home run in the fourth, reached on an error, third, reached on an error in the fourth and scored twice. That pitch low, ball one. A fascinating conversation, and again, I know there are so many intricacies with the rule book that lets you, especially when it comes to pitcher and catcher. That pitch.
So if we have an illegal pitcher here, why is she pitching?
Well,
and what kind of fluff did the umpires give Coach Williams is what I want to know.
I'd say the answer is we'll visit with Kenny during our post game and we may or may not ask him on the air.
And here's my thing. Why is it not a forfeit and we're at the house right now? Because you cannot cheat in this game.
Oh, it's not cheating.
If you don't get caught.
Well, it's kind of like NASCAR. They say in NASCAR, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And I'm not saying cheating.
I'm laughing.
I'm saying that if you make your opposition heard and the umpires rule against you, that's it.
That's it.
It's like going to court and the judge says, no, you're guilty. Then you're guilty whether you did it or not. According to the law, you're guilty.
And if you don't have five errors and give up how many runs off that,
it
doesn't, you know?
According to the rules. Parker is the pitcher, and according to the rules, we're going to live with it. So two strikes, the count to Brett's. That pitch out of the zone, 1-2.
But like I always said about Kirsten, she gets her smarts from her mama.
Oh, boy. We are not much of a choice not to. One ball, two strikes, one out, nobody on. Fleming County 14, Bath 7. We've had a rules, that pitch out of the zone, 2-2. We've had a rules conference. We've got a couple of different interpretations. And we are playing ball here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Popped up out of play behind the Fleming County dugout.
No,
oh,
it's not.
Right over
not.
There.
Nice
a dandy play,
but play
by the first baseman.
Yeah.
She was right on the fence. Flora made an outstanding play.
Now
so a foul pop to the first baseman brings up Ashton Barrett.
Nice play, young lady.
Have a two-out rally right here. We scored our runs in the fourth with two outs. Let's see if we can score some here in the fifth with two outs. Ashton Barrett in the right-hand box. There's a flare off the hands in the foul territory down the right field line, strike one.
To me, you have to chip away here. You have to get two or three on the board.
Still need another one or two right here, and that'll put you down five.
Five, I mean, you know this team can put runs up quick, but, I mean, you have to chip away right here.
Not only that, if you get several more batters to the plate here and score a couple runs, that'll give them a chance to come back in that.
Low strike call.
6-7. That was called a strike?
Yes, sir.
One. Strike two, now the count to Bath County starting shortstop Ashton Barrett. Out of the zone, one ball, two strikes. Barrett, of course, starting at shortstop today because the regular shortstop, Taylor Hodson, hit on the hand in a couple of pitches last night. Didn't want to take a gamble on any real damage.
Get out,
there's
Paul.
A smash.
Get out.
Off the top of the fence and bounces over. A solo home run that literally hits the top of the fence and bounces over.
Get
a two-out home run off the bat of Ashton Barrett. Get that home run hat on. Brings up Ray Lee Purvis. 14-8 now. Again, nibble, nibble. A run here, a run there. Just like basketball, it's a stop and a bucket, a stop and a bucket. Before you know it, the momentum of the game has changed.
Number one, Ray Lee Purvis.
Let's chip away.
A couple of long innings, a long conversation with the umpiring crew. Here we are a couple of minutes past 8 o'clock, and we're in the bottom of the fifth inning in a 14-8 Fleming County over Bath County game. Ray Lee Purvis, the center fielder, at the plate. Ray Lee, a line drive to second, a walk and a double. With an RBI and a run scored. First pitch called strike one. Wasn't that long ago, Coach, we were kind of muttering, how are we going to pick an offensive player of the game?
And now we got just a...
Now we got several candidates out of the zone, ball one. 1-1.
But that's the thing. You keep fighting. You don't quit and roll over.
14-8 the score, two outs, one in here in the Bath fifth. Purvis, big cut, fouls it over the screen, a ball and two strikes. Fleming County outfield, a couple of steps off the fence all the way around, keeping everything in front of them. There's a flare down the right field line.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a base hit.
Let's go.
Ray Lee Purvis with another base hit.
Now batting for Bath
brings
County.
Up Hodson.
Taylor
Hodson. 2-for-3 with a single, a double. And a 5-3 ground ball. Would love to see Taylor.
Yeah.
Drag one out of here about 220. Parker.
Things get a little bit interesting.
Low ball one. Been a long time since I've seen a red-haired pitcher out in the circle.
Last one we've seen is in Pippa Passes.
Speaking of Kirsten Weiss. Swung on and popped
gotta
up.
You got to play.
Shortstop in foul territory makes the catch. Bath County does score one.
14-8, heading to the top of the sixth.
Fifth inning is in the books. Fleming County 14, Bath County 8, top of the sixth after this on WKCA.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats.
If you're a player, you're a player.
Tighten it up. What at one time was a 10-0 Fleming County lead is now 14-8, top half of the sixth inning. 2-3 and 4 due up. First pitch to Sadie Price, low ball one.
Strike.
Sadie Price, Mallory Price, Ariana Adams, one strike to count.
Called that a strike. It hit her shoelaces.
Well, apparently with Price up in the front of the box, maybe it's where it crosses the plate and not passes the batter. That pitch skips in there 1-1.
Now, if she steps out of the batter's box when it hits the ball, is she out?
I beg your pardon?
If she steps out of the batter's box,
they've eliminated the front part of the chalk up there. That generally does not last very long, and rarely would it ever get called. There's a fly ball into deep center field.
Oh.
That one's out of here. A leadoff home run by Sadie Price. I may ask if I were a coach about out of the box. But without that chalk line up there, that was a big boost of momentum for Fleming County.
One thing when you're trying to mount a comeback is you can't give up runs. That was just a solid hit by Price.
That was a crunch.
Yeah.
Mallory Price, 1-for-1 with a walk, reached on an error, reached on a fielder's choice. Strike one called. Good to see Kylie Hodson working from in front. Earlier in the game, difficulty finding the zone. One strike, now the count. Change up, just wide, a ball and a strike. Mallory Price at the plate, Ariana Adams on deck. 15-8, Fleming leads Bath. Hodson, ball two. Hodson pitching to Mallory Price, the second baseman for the Lady Panthers in this 61st district matchup. That a no doubter off the bat. There's a ground ball in the hole. Second baseman,
good
throw.
Good play.
Good job there by Allie Manley. Deep in the second base hole.
Now batting number four, Adams.
A good strong throw to Ashley Rogers. One out brings up Adams, who grounded the third, scored in the second, popped out to second, singled. There's a ground ball up the middle. Adams hitting the ball well from that cleanup spot.
Number 27, Flora.
First baseman Trinity Flora up, who walked and scored. Grounded to second, grounded to short, grounded to the pitcher. 15-8, one out, one on, top of the sixth. That pitch goes to the screen. Runner advances to second base with one out. Puts another runner in scoring position. If you're going to claw out of a big, deep hole, you can't let them throw more dirt on top of you. Got to keep the runs from getting in there.
Dive and try. About the shortstop. Just under her glove.
Just under the glove of Ashton Barrett. Wouldn't have had a play, but would have knocked it down. Ray Lee Purvis charged hard, carried the ball all the way in from center field to keep any runners from advancing. So a home run, a ground out, and back-to-back singles puts runners at the corners with one out.
Up.
Pop up on the infield. First baseman uses that big mitt.
Good job. Ashley Rogers by taking charge there. Two or three of them could have got it.
Yep.
You got to be louder than the other one.
You generally do not want your pitcher coming out of the circle to make that play.
19, McGlone.
You generally want your first baseman or your second baseman, depending on the angle of the ball, to make that call and come get it. Second baseman, that would have been, she would have had to come a long way. Good job by Ashley at first to call everybody off. Yell loud, yell often. Me, 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 me. Everybody gets out of the way. So runners on the corners with two out, Maggie McGlone. One in on a leadoff homer, a no-doubter off the bat of Sadie Price.
Strike
one. Bath County needs to get an out here without any more runs crossing. Every one you give up makes the claw that much harder to make. There's a ground ball foul down the first baseline, two strikes. McGlone at the plate, reached on an error and scored, singled and scored, and a couple of ground out to third. That big 10 run, second inning, even though Bath County came back with a five spot in the fourth. That's the difference. There's a player in the right field.
Nice.
Good play out there by Riley Thompson. Fleming County does score one in their half of the sixth. That puts them at 15. Bath County at 8, bottom of the sixth after these words on WKCA.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Welcome back, bottom of the sixth. Shar Parker in the circle for the third time this game. Abby Ross pitched the first four. Parker has pitched two for Fleming County. Due up for Bath County, 4, 5, and 6, Rogers, Hughes, and Dillon. Bath County scored one in the third, 6 in the fourth, and 1 in the fifth. That's their 8. Fleming County, 10 in the second, 2 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and 1 in the sixth. That's their 15. That's where we stand. High ball, 2. Oh, ball and strike. I missed that first call. My bad. 1 ball, 1 strike. I was writing instead of walking.
See what happens when you sit down?
Yep. Riding instead of walking. Again, the Fleming County defense can touch the outfield fence, ball 2. They are going to keep everything in front of them. Rogers back in. Here comes the 2-1. Inside 3-1. Three ball, one strike. 15-8. Fleming with the 7-run lead. Bath trying to dig back in. There's a ground ball. Good play at short. The throw scooped out at first base. A sharply hit ground ball. Sadie Price had her played just right.
Now batting for Bath County.
And Trinity Flora
Izzy Hughes
put the scoop on that low throw.
Got to have some base runners.
One up, one down. Izzy Hughes struck out. Hit into a double play and singled.
Got to chip away right here.
First pitch, a flare down the right field line that lands harmlessly in foul territory. One strike.
And if you are still listening, we are still wondering what happens if an illegal player or a player who is not in the official scorebook plays in a game. What happens? Is there a penalty? Is there not? Do you just play on? What is the outcome of that?
I'm sure there is a rule book expert out there somewhere. Strike one, the count to Izzy. But here tonight, unless there is like a post-mortem ruling, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, yeah, you got to play now.
The pitcher is in, even though she was not on our scorebook, out of the zone, 2-1. And not just not in our paper, but in any of the papers. Apparently, Coach Williams showed the paper he had. But again, when you make your appeal and you are turned down, there's a flare in the right. That's going to drop into the glove of the right fielder, Maggie McGlone. Two up, two down. Brings up Allie Dillon. Dillon reached on an error, singled, and walked.
Allie Dillon.
One for one and been on base three times. I'm sure there is a logical explanation for it. I'm just not bright enough to know what it would be. 15-8, Bath County. Got one more out here in the sixth and then three more in the seventh to try to dig their way out of this hole.
Last two innings, two-out rally.
Two-out rallies, you're exactly right. In the fourth inning where we scored six runs, actually all but one of them came with two outs. Five of the six were two-out runs. There's a chopper to the middle of the infield.
That's a good play by the
shortstop. What a play there.
Yes.
Sadie Price did exactly what she needed to do. Bath County down 1-2-3 in their half of the sixth. Last inning, Fleming County 15, Bath County 8, top of the seventh after these words on WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Seventh inning, Fleming County has scored 15. Bath County has scored 8. So Parker, who has pitched the last two innings for Fleming County, now will bat. Jersey number 23. And that's, I'm guessing that's got to be her because there's only three pitchers listed, and the other two we've already seen their jersey numbers. That just leaves Parker first pitch swinging. Ground to second.
One out.
4-3 put out, one up, one down. 8-9-1 brings up Mackenzie McGlone, who reached on a fielder's choice and scored, singled, grounded to the first baseman, and singled 2-for-3 with a run scored.
Now batting number 21, McGlone.
On deck for Fleming County, top of the order with Peyton Allison. You know, I always worry, especially with softball, that a player because her name could easily be Allison Peyton instead of Peyton Allison. And I always hesitate when I do that. Swung on and missed strike two by McGlone. Allison on deck.
Stuart Cottle chimed in. Unless the rule has changed, that used to be considered a correctable error at the high school level with no real penalty for not being in the book. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Cottle.
And that may have been what the umpires told Coach Williams, is that after the fact, that means that Ross is out, and that's why Parker is batting here, or batted earlier. Listen, we got a lot of sharp cats in our audience out there.
If you don't care, Mr. Cottle, pick up your two stamps at the Owensville Post Office, courtesy of the Postal Service. Not books, just two stamps. Inflation's a little bit big right now.
Fleming County 15, Bath County 8, one out, a ball and two strikes to McGlone, top of the seventh, foul tipped, stays alive. The difference in the game, that big 10 run, second inning by Fleming County. You've got to give them credit. Bath County got a little momentum in the fourth. Fleming tamped that fire out when Parker came in to pitch. Out of the zone, counts full.
You really like the way the Lady Cats battled back, but you just cannot give a team of the caliber Fleming County is, especially a district opponent, that much wiggle room of a 10
that
spot.
That much wiggle room. The break even. There's a line shot.
Good catching right
good
here.
Good play out there by Riley Thompson. We have seen
now batting number three,
a bunch Thompson. Of good plays. Thompson going to her right, drops to her knees on a diving line drive, a sinking line drive, drops to her knees, backhand catch. That was a dandy play. There's a ground ball.
Nice
to second.
Play at second.
Good play.
Diving play.
A flip. Unable to get it out of her glove cleanly, but a 4-3 put out on the underhand flip. Fleming County has batted 7 times. They've scored 15 runs. Bath County's batted 6 times. They've scored 8. They need 7 to tie, 8 to win. Here it comes in the bottom of the 7th after these words on WKCA.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
Bath County, 7th inning, 7-8-9 due up. Pitcher Kylie Hodson, second base Allie Manley, third base Allison Britz. Hodson reached on an error, grounded to short, popped to first. Bath County down to their last three outs. There's a line drive into the gap in right center.
Good way to start.
That's going to one hop the fence.
Got to go. Got to go.
She's in there with a
nice
leadoff double.
Nice.
Can't score unless you get on base. There's Hodson with a leadoff double.
Bath County, number 4, Allie Manley.
Addie Reed goes in to run. Addie, the 8th grader, wears jersey number 7. Brings up Allie Manley, who lined to second, singled and scored in the 6-run fourth, struck out in the 5th. There's a ground ball to second. Runner will advance. So a 4-3 put out brings up Allison Britz. Fleming County just taking the outs.
Allison Britz.
Fleming County can give up 6 runs and still win the game. Just take the outs is where they're at. No need worrying about the runners if you're a Lady Panther. There's a fly ball. It's going to land in foul territory down the right field line. Strike one. Top of the order up after this, Ashton Barrett. So Brett's a home run in the third to get the scoring started. 6 more in the fourth. There's a fly ball into short center. Catch made. Bath County down to their last out. Reed staying put at third base. You don't want to.
Number 10, Ashton.
Take a gamble and take the bat out of your 1, 2, 3, and 4.
That run really doesn't mean anything right there.
Nope. You got 7 that you need. If you run yourself out of the inning and think I need to give Ashton, Ray Lee, Taylor, Ashley, Izzy, Allie, the rest of this lineup a chance.
2-out rally. Let's go. What you've
been
doing.
That way all night. Barrett grounds to third. A good scoop and a good throw, and that's it. Fleming County wins an offensive juggernaut of a game. 15-8, the final score. Let us take a short break here. A word from a few of our sponsors. We'll have stats. We'll have post-game awards. We'll have post-game conversation with Coach Kenny Williams. That and so much more here on WKCA. Again, Fleming County 15, Bath County 8, back with our post-game after these words.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last, like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2-tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So, goodbye to short-lived, and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams? The car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bath County falls short to Fleming County. Final score, Lady Panthers 15 runs on 13 hits. Bath County 8 runs on 10 hits. Sorry, 11 hits. That's the final score. Fleming County wins. Bath County record goes to 22-6 overall. Fleming County 8-5 overall. More importantly, in the district. Bath County now 3-1. Fleming County 1-1 in the district. And certainly, if you're a Cat fan, would like to see a little bit different outcome there. Fleming County Lady Panthers have got to be excited. Bath County in here fresh off of a third place in the 2A. Lost a game last night against a good, solid Russell team. They were up 7-2, wound up dropping the game 8-4 after shortstop Taylor Hodson went out with that injured hand. That kind of shuffled things around a little bit. Tough outing for the Cats last night. Tough outing for them tonight here as well. Ira Kilburn, final verdict, sponsored by Ira Kilburn, attorney at law. I was talking about forgetfulness. Need to forget last year's game with Fleming in the district. Forget last night's game, the come-from-behind game they were leading and wound up losing. Need to forget the fact that they had a couple of players not at full speed. Did not do it. You got to give Fleming credit when they needed hits and runs. Now, granted, Bath County errors allowed some of those runs to score, but you didn't score 15 runs all with air. So you, Fleming County gets credit for 15 runs, 13 hits, and victorious here tonight. That's the Ira Kilburn final verdict here on WKCA. When we come back, we will have the Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero, the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, R.L. Cottle Construction Offensive Play of the Game, Downtown Athletic Defensive Play of the Game. That and so much more as Bath County postgame continues. Bath County falls 15-8 to Fleming County this evening. More in a couple of minutes.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The Unsung Hero of the Game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Time for some post-game awards. I've got three of the four figured out, and I'm still working on my fourth, so I will announce a couple, take another short break. Still waiting for Kenny Williams to join us here on Press Row, and if he's not up here in a minute or two, then I'll call it a night. But Bath County falls, final score 15-8 in this 61st district matchup with Fleming County. Three innings in, you thought, holy smokes, we're down 12-1. This game me over, it's going to hard to find some offensive and defensive player of the game awards. Hard to find an unsung hero, hard to find a dig deep award. But now we've gathered up some stats. We've done a little bit. Let's run through some stats. Ashton Barrett, 2-for-5 with a home run and a run scored. Ray Lee Purvis, 2-for-3 with a double, an RBI and a run scored. Taylor Hodson with the sore hand, still 2-for-4, with a single and a double and a run scored. Ashley Rogers, 1-for-4, and a double. And a walk and a double in there and a run scored. Izzy Hughes, 1-for-4. Allie Dillon, 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. 1-for-3 by Kylie Hodson, including that seventh inning double. 1-for-4 for Allie Manley, 1-for-3 with a home run from Allison Brett. So let's talk about the offensive play or player of the game. Let's split that between Allison Brett's and Ashton Barrett, both those home runs. Allison hit hers in the leading off the third inning to break the scoring drought. And after that came a six-run fourth inning. Then Ashton came up in the fifth with a home run. So both those home runs, the offensive plays of the game. Defensively, those same two players, Ashton Barrett, had 4 putouts. Allison Brett's 5 putouts, so the left side of the infield did an outstanding job for Bath County tonight with 9 putouts off that infield side. And Ashton and put in a tough position moving from second to short because of the injury to Taylor Hodson. But all in all, Ashton did okay. A couple of throws she would like to have back, but there's a whole lot of difference between throwing across the infield and throwing from second base. So our two defensive players of the game, Allison Brett and Ashton Barrett. Unsung hero, let's shout out to Riley Thompson in right field. Had two key putouts in the sixth inning and the seventh inning, including a tough play on both of those. A running catch in the sixth where she dropped to her knees. A line drive out to right field in that seventh inning for the second out there. So congratulations, Riley Thompson, on those two putouts for the Unsung Hero sponsored by Schwartz Mowing. Let me lean out the window and see if Coach Kenny Williams is coming our way. Let's take 60 more seconds. If I don't see him, we will finish up with our Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award. Back in 1 minute here on WKCA in the Bath County postgame. Bath County Falls in softball, 15-8.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Your Bath Ace Hardware says, get more. That is Benjamin Moore. Every time you paint, more color, more selection, more ways to shop. Red Hot buys through April the 30th. Everything you need for the season, in and around the home, garden and lawn needs. You'll find everything in the well-stocked aisles at your Bath Ace Hardware. Celebrating 100 years of helpful. Located on Water Street, downtown Owingsville.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up with the Dig Deep Award sponsored by Elite Excavation. Kylie Hodson, the Bath County pitcher, after struggling early, the last 3 2/3 inning only gave up one run. Let me figure this out. One hit. Let me look again. Two hits, three hits, and one run in the last 3 2/3 innings, if my stats are approximately correct. So our Dig Deep Award, Kylie Hodson, struggled in the first half of the game, battled back, dug deep, made some pitches in the second half of the game. Not enough, though, for the Cats to come out on top tonight. Final score, congratulations, Fleming County. You won tonight's district matchup 15-8. The final score, thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to Hannah in the studio, to all you listeners as well. Good night, everybody.
You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Hal Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Schwartz Mowing. More real country music is headed your way on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.